Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning, beautiful.
Leave me alone. I'm sleeping.
In that case,
morning, Sleeping Beauty.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
But it's Valentine's Day. You love Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's what? It's Valentine's Day again? What is your problem?
It's Valentine's Day.
I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day.
Well, that's tough.
Well, tough.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Come on, it's showtime. That's most guys. It's Valentine's Day again.
Yeah,
I know.
Here it is.
We just got done with Christmas.
Hey, I want to know how many elementary school age parents spent last night making one of those stinking Valentine's boxes for your kid to collect their Valentine's in today.
Let me be honest with you. It sucks being the kid that doesn't get anything in their box. Be honest.
That's why in the military school, you have to give everybody one. There's one for each kid in the class.
Yeah, you have a list of students that are in the class that's provided to you at the beginning of the year, and you take that list and you make sure. That's why when you have a birthday party somewhere, you just invite them all. You just invite all of them.
I just remember being little and my mom be like, here's your sheet. Write all those names down on your cards. And I was like, no. It took me like 45 minutes to do 12 names.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day. Luke Bryan starts us off.
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:04. First responder Friday. Got that coming up here in just a sec. Before I get to that, though, I told you I've been watching this show that Chase recommended on Netflix called The Stranger.
Ooh, how's it going since yesterday?
I finished it.
Oh.
It's only 8 episodes.
At 40 minutes each.
And this thing, man. First of all, it's based on a book called The Stranger. And I think about what sort of brain sits down and writes this book. Secondly, I think about how hard to follow it would be in book form.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't watched this, or you've been intrigued, you went, I don't know. Watch it. It's only 8 episodes. It's called The Stranger. It's on Netflix.
It's a murder mystery thriller.
Yeah, it's hard to explain what happens, but I mean, in the description, it'll tell you a stranger shows up and tells this guy some wacky thing about his wife, and she has a lot of facts, and he starts digging into it and finds out, guess what? She does know all this stuff.
Can I just stop and say, Daniel's in the car right now. Danny, take notes. We're watching this weekend.
Yeah, The Stranger is what you want to watch. If you're looking for something to just girl up on the couch with, and have to carry you through the weekend, I highly recommend The Stranger.
So I got a watch cred for that one?
You did. That was an excellent call, buddy.
Thank you.
Excellent call.
I look forward to seeing it.
Yeah, you will dig it. And once you watch that first episode, boom, you are hooked.
I can't count the times I almost said didn't know.
The first responder, always there, always ready. When the call for help comes in, they respond.
93.1 The Wolf, it's Friday. That means it's First Responder Friday. And on the phone is Abigail, who's nominated her dad, Jeff Carter of the Reidsville Fire Department. Abigail, why'd you nominate your dad?
I just nominated him because he's just a great person. He's got a great heart. I love that he has such a giving nature. He'll do anything for you inside or outside of work. If you call him, he'll be right there, and he would literally give you the shirt off his back.
Now, is Reidsville a volunteer fire department, or is that a paid fire department?
It's a paid fire department.
Okay, and how long has he been doing it?
He's been working there 12 years, but he's been in the fire industry a little bit longer than that.
What's his position with the Reidsville Fire Department?
He is a captain.
Okay. All right. Now, is this a family thing? Was his brother or his dad or whatever a firefighter, and he got into it because of that, or some other reason?
No, I don't really know the reason as to why he got into it. I think it's just because he wants to give back to his community, and he's really service-oriented, and he likes to help people.
Well, that's awesome. The world needs more people like your dad. Jeff Carter, congratulations. You are this week's First Responder on First Responder Friday. Abigail, thanks for letting us know about your dad.
Thank y'all. I appreciate it.
Nominate a First Responder now at 931wolfcountry.com.
Somebody asked me again this week what that music is that we use in that. Again, that's Show Me Your Fire Truck from the soundtrack to Backdraft. That's the music.
Just look at her sitting there, sweatpants to big, big plans.
Chris Lane, Big, Big Plans on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hey, shout out to everybody who came by to see us yesterday going to the Brantley Gilbert concert. I think everybody had a pretty good time.
I think so.
Sure sounded like it anyway.
Fired up.
Well, you know, you did.
Yeah, you bet.
He opened with that, by the way.
Ah.
I was right.
You were right.
Open it, you gotta get him fired up. Yeah, show, you gotta have him fired
You're
up.
Right.
He did it.
Exactly
fired
right.
Fired up last night. Yeah. I saw last night, some of the... most concert tees I've ever seen coming into the show. You know, people come, they buy, but we talked to people who've been to like 12 Brantley Gilbert shows last night. Was there one lady who said she'd been to 12?
I believe so.
She was signing up to win the autographed guitar, and she said, I was excited. I've been to 12 shows. This is number 13.
All right.
Yeah, she loves Brantley. She was already fired up, let me tell you.
Yeah, and it pays also to come by the Wolf Tent when you're out there, because we had the... two ladies that came by. One of them had seen Brantley Gilbert before in person. The other one, I believe, had a birthday that day and had never met him before. And just so happened, they got to go see him.
Yeah. Ooh. New Country, 93.1, The Wolf. It's Russell Dickerson. Good morning to you and happy Valentine's Day. It's 6:23. Worst Valentine's Day gifts? People were asked. And I find this interesting that 50% of people say, hey, you know what? I don't want fluffy pink handcuffs.
Ew.
Which means at some point, 50% of the people said at one point or another, they had received fluffy pink handcuffs.
You don't want none of those?
No, I don't.
Oh.
No. And I'll guarantee you right now that Kelsey didn't want any either.
Well, I got you some.
I'm sure you did.
So.
Is that for y'all's right. Date later?
Hey, if I said Cheesecake Factory, you'd be in.
I'm on it.
And then followed up with some James Bond afterwards.
Sounds like the perfect evening.
Yeah, there you guys go.
Disney's developing a sequel to Aladdin. There's no word on whether Will Smith will return for the sequel.
He better. He played a great genie.
Yeah. Apple's planning to introduce several new emojis, including the eye roll, praying hands, and sitting behind a MacBook.
They already had the praying hand.
That's why they already had the eye roll. That's a high five, technically.
Is it?
Yeah, but I thought the one with the eyes like looking up would be considered like the eye roll. So. Oh.
I guess they got something new coming. Watch out for it. Nike's releasing another pair of self-lacing sneakers this weekend.
Ooh.
They'll be in the stores tomorrow. The Nike Adept BB 2.0 sneakers are going to sell for
$40.
$400.
So you said they'll be in stores tomorrow?
They will be.
Will your son be in stores tomorrow?
Yeah, he's probably already lined up. And you go out and resell them for $800 in the parking lot.
He's a smart kid.
Retailers are expected to sell the shoes, however, for $565 a pair. Hey, if you're working out, you probably look at somebody and go, I want that body. I want to look like that. You know, like a celebrity or something that you want to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Woman, for women, the top number one person, the top body they want. Take a guess.
J-Lo.
Kim Kardashian.
J-Lo is right. That's the
that
number
booty
one choice.
Though.
Yeah, well, you look, man.
Speechless.
J-Lo is awesome. Let's face it. What is she, 50-something?
50. Mm-hmm. She's 50.
She's 50.
This is Body by Bojangles right here, baby.
Yeah, baby.
I like that body.
For
body
men,
by Bojangles.
For men, the number one choice, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Now, I think, Chase, are you going for like the Luke Combs, but like the totally trimmed down version of Luke?
Sure. Might as well.
I feel like that's what a lot of men are going for nowadays. Yeah. Luke Combs bod.
I was just kind of just like, whatever.
Like the chicks love him, man. Hey,
I do.
Forbes list of the 10 highest paid actors are out there. Number one for the men, still Dwayne Johnson. This past year, he made almost $90 million.
You know what he needs to do? He needs to be in a movie with Kevin Hart.
Oh, my God.
It's never happened before.
Kevin Hart may be a funny comedian, but he makes some crappy movies. And number one highest paid actress right now, I was very surprised. Scarlett Johansson made $56 million.
So
what's she been in?
She's in all the Marvels.
Yeah,
the
Oh, that's right. I don't watch that stuff.
Hey, if you got a baby, that baby could be a superstar because Gerber is looking for its next spokes baby. They're asking parents to submit photos and videos of their babies to become the 2020 Gerber Ambassador. Babies will be judged on visual appeal, expressiveness, and consistency with the Gerber brand. The winner will receive $25,000. Admissions will be accepted through February 21st, so you still have time to go.
Don't even try. I've already submitted Frank in there, and he is the cutest baby by far.
Frank's going to win it. Yep. Frank's going to be the new Gerber baby. There's little chubby cheek.
He's so fat. I love it.
6:27 now. Speaking of Luke Combs.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with...
Wake up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Hanny, and Chase. And it seems that Brantley was over his cold last night. Back in the saddle.
Yeah, when we talked to him the other day, he was all kind of stopped.
Yeah, he's all stopped up, everything. It's got to be tough when you're on the road like that and you get some nasty crud you can't shake it off.
Or the flu.
Talk about affecting how you sound when you sing.
Yeah, and in and out of all the cities and different, you know, I think weather is a big effect. I know for me, you know, it goes from hot to cold, wet to dry. It's just my body can't keep up, so maybe that's what's happened to him, too.
Yeah.
And those backstages laden with germs. Everybody's
So many people come through there all the time. Ugh.
Did I see he was on stage with a motorcycle?
I don't know. I hadn't seen anything surface about it, but maybe.
He loves motorcycles.
Motorcycle.
Yeah.
Them two-wheelers.
So, everybody had a good time listening. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for coming by and seeing us last night right before the show. Got to give a little shout-out and hello to Barbara and Beverly, right?
Barbara and Beverly, that's right.
That's right. They wanted us to say hi to them this morning. So.
One of them has a 40-minute drive-in from, I believe it was Lexington to Asheboro, which is no easy haul.
There's no easy way to get there. You can't get there from here. That's
DOT. Somebody with, I don't know, some sort of authority in this business. Make some sort of connection between Lexington and Asheboro, Randolph County.
That's a more direct route than what you can take.
Then having to go up and then down and then over. Yeah.
So we'll be calling the winner. I'm sure people have signed up for the autographed guitar last night and wondering, "Ooh, did I win that?"
Oh, yeah.
You'll get a call later today. And if you didn't come by last night, see what you missed. See, you got to come by and see us when you come to the show. Last night, we had Brantley sign a guitar. We had it there.
We had upgrades. We had meet and greets.
We always normally have something cool, something to do. So you always got to stop by and see us if we're out.
Just say hey.
Yeah.
So
and give Dale a kiss.
Or don't.
But we had fun last night. People come by making some pictures and everything. So it was nice. We're glad you came out. We're glad you had a good time. Next big show is Dan and Shay coming real soon. We have more tickets to that show. Who knows? Plus, we got the summer season coming up. Think of all the shows you'll get to see there.
No, sir, I ain't been drinking.
I know it's only 6:38, but who's ready for the weekend right now?
Crispy? Fridays are my favorite days.
Maximum effort.
All right, here we go. Let's go.
Come on now.
We're getting close.
Right now.
Here we go.
You and me. You got it.
We all know the drill.
But it's Friday.
What day is it?
Friday.
TGIF. Am I right or what?
Right you are, mom.
Come Friday night. It's finally Friday. I'm free again. I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep. I want to have fun. Time for a good time.
Who's still fired up from last night?
I got fired up from that.
Yeah, baby. Here we go. Here's Brantley. Turn it up. What he said.
Fired up.
We done circled up.
All you're ever gonna be is mean. Why you gotta be so mean?
Wake up at the Wolf Show. 6:49. Coming next, a good news story.
I'm so sorry. It's Friday. I've got a story about a couple who had just adopted a baby and something special happened on their flight home with it. It's coming next.
Girl, you know I've known you forever. How many...
Wake Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:52. That makes it good news story time.
So there is a couple who recently adopted a baby. So it's a couple from California named Dustin and Karen Moore, and they adopted a baby girl recently, had to fly to Colorado to get her. On their trip home, there was a male and female flight attendant, and they both made comments about how beautiful the baby was, and she was only 8 days old. And so they told him about the adoption because they're on the plane with such a young baby. It's like, oh, how'd you, you know, you don't normally do that. So what they did was they got over the intercom, the flight attendants did, and they announced that there was a special guest on the flight. And when they mentioned the adoption, everyone there cheered. And then the whole plane gave them like a makeshift baby shower. And so the crew passed out napkins and people wrote words of it, like sweet advice and stuff like that on it. And things like always tell her you love her and make time for date night. And they read a few of those out loud. Right. Yeah. And then later on, Dustin and Karen found out that the two flight attendants were married and something similar had happened to them on their honeymoon flight. So that's kind of how they got the idea to shower them. They ended up with over 60 napkins, and they said they have now put them all in a photo album so they can look back on it. And then it's actually broken down in a whole bunch of threads on Twitter. But the husband, Dustin, said it was a really amazing moment, especially because they'd been trying for a baby for almost a decade.
Look, if I'm on that plane, don't give me napkins with encouraging words on it. Give me your Biscoff cookies.
Look, I was like, you give them like some extra free snacks, or someone didn't throw some money their way or something.
How about a fiver here and there, you know? You can keep your napkins.
You know how much
fiver.
That flight and the adoption cost? Whew.
Yeah, could have helped out with some of those expenses.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know it's on the fly and everything, but I know you've got your wallet.
Send them thoughts and prayers, you guys.
It's on the fly.
See what I did there?
Oh, very good. Hey, what a good song to follow it up.
Thank you very much.
I believe kids ought to stay kids as long. You never loved me like I loved you.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 7:13. It's time to play.
Dale knows everything.
So, Dale is our resident know-it-all. And you know, Dale, I got to give it to you. You do know a lot, but you don't know a lot either. I've tripped you up a few times here lately.
Yeah, you're so right.
But I think today on Friday, it's Valentine's Day. That's our category. Mm-hmm. And I think that you should be able to get this as long as you think long and hard when I ask you, okay?
Yeah, but I've only got like seconds to come up with the answer.
I believe in you today.
All right.
Okay, so we're looking for caller 20-336-680-WOLF. You're playing for tickets to the Central Carolina Boat and Fishing Expo. Go ahead and give us a call.
Caller 20 right now. Good luck.
The Wake Up with a Wolf Show next.
Body like a bat. Lose my mind. Let me lose my mind. Lose my mind.
Good morning. Who's this?
My name is Joy.
Joy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You are caller 20.
Holy cow.
All right. You want to play Dale Knows Everything?
I'd love to.
Okay, so I'm going to ask Dale a question. He's either going to know the answer or make it up, and it's up to you to decide whether he's telling the truth or a big old fat lie, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the category today is Valentine's Day. Love, all things hearts and diamonds and roses.
Money.
And money. There you go, girl. Yeah, I like that. Dale, if you're ready, we shall begin.
I'm ready.
Okay. Valentine's Day is a popular holiday for couples to do what?
Now, Annie.
It's not dirty.
I mean, talk about wide open.
It's very, very typical. We actually talked about it the other day. Things that might happen for couples on Valentine's Day.
I'd say break up.
Okay. Joy, does Dale know everything or is he wrong?
I'd say he's wrong.
Well, Joy, I am so happy that you do, because I know he's wrong, because a popular thing for couples to do on Valentine's Day is to propose or be proposed to.
Oh, that's so... Why cliche. Would anybody do that?
I know, it's cliche, and I'm so against it, but it happens.
If you do that today, I'm coming to smack you.
Joy, don't get engaged today, okay?
Oh, don't worry about that.
All right. So, congratulations, Joy. You're going to go to see the Central Carolina Boat and Fishing Expo at the Greensboro Coliseum Special Events Center at the end of this month.
Well, thanks so much. That's awesome.
You're welcome. Thanks for playing. Happy Valentine's Day.
Dale doesn't know everything.
This is the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
93.1 The Wolf.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 7:28. Dale O'Brien, Annie, Chase. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thanks, sweetie.
Yeah, you too.
Chase, your plans? What time do your festivities begin tonight?
I say 4 or 5, somewhere around in there.
I know you've got things planned. You're not telling us, but that's okay.
Whatever.
Because I know
how
you are.
No, you don't.
You go over the top all the time.
You don't know me.
Yeah, I do know you.
It's going to be a hot night for us at the Owens house.
I bet it is.
Oh, yeah. Lots of couch sitting, baby watching.
Have you made it clear enough that you want that Chick-fil-A?
If this man by this point does not know I want the Chick-fil-A tray, he better come in the door with Chick-fil-A tray and the cheap flowers from across the street from his job like he does every year.
That's good.
That's all I expect, because I'm going to have some cool stuff waiting on him.
Well, you got the tins, not just a box. It's a tin that you get the chicken nuggies in.
Ooh, it's a tin count? It's a tin.
It's a tin, yeah. She's excited. Oh, there's 10 in there?
I need quantity over quality. Right?
Yeah. You're only going to have 10. You better bring two of them.
Yeah.
And
totally.
Chick-fil-A sauce. Thank you.
So I was telling you earlier that this is the biggest week for cheating on your partner. It's also a big week for private investigators. Private investigators, over 60,000 of them will be tracking gifts and suspicious mates. 25,000 investigators will be involved in some sort of stakeout tonight and tomorrow. The magazine claims, there's a magazine called Private Investigator, by the way, claims that there's 50% that 50% of infidelity cases PIs received during Valentine's Day turn out to be false alarms. There's the good news.
Now, private investigators are like Inspector Gadget, right?
That's exactly.
Inspector Gadget.
Also,
Sales of GPS trackers, by the way, jump by more than 20% in the weeks before Valentine's Day. Now, 50% false alarms. The other 50%, they're doing something. Have you ever busted your significant other, whether you're married or not, have you ever busted them for, you know, cheating? I want to know about it. Post up your story or call us at 680-WOLF. And I have one right now standing by. Go. I want to hear it.
So it was about me and my ex, and I had been told that he was having an affair shortly after we got married. So I followed him one day, and I seen him and her go switch cars. He got in her car. They go to a hotel. I just sat back and kind of watched. I even called the hotel and said, my husband just went in there, and I forgot my key, and I don't know what room they're at. I'm so sorry. And the lady gives me the room number, and I knocked on the door, and I kind of stood aside and covered the little people, and I said, housekeeping.
Oh.
And they didn't. And they said, we don't need anything. So I waited, and I knocked again, and I said, housekeeping. And finally, they opened the door, busted. He just sat down, and she stood up and tried to explain stuff, and I took care of her. And then I just looked at him, and, yeah, it went from there. But that's how they were busted.
Oh, goodness, man.
Really?
I took care of her. I wonder what that meant. How about you? You got a story? 680-WOLF posted up on social media.
This is perfect. More time.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Talking about how private investigators are very, very busy looking for cheaters. 50% of those, by the way, are false alarms. But the other 50% are up to something. Have you ever hired anybody? Have you ever caught somebody yourself? 680-WOLF. Now, was it your husband?
Well, it was actually my boyfriend at the time, and I caught him. I busted him about cheating. I found out that he was talking to my friends and was flirting with them.
Ooh.
And so I made a fake Facebook profile and started chatting with him.
Sneaky.
And we arranged to meet on one of his lunch breaks at work. The real me showed up at his work and then followed him out the front door when he was supposed to go meet this other person out in the parking lot.
Uh-oh.
And so I walked up behind him and tapped him on the shoulder and was like, oh, surprise, you're an idiot. It was definitely a priceless expression and one I'll never forget.
Holy mackerel, man. People are so dumb.
They are.
So dumb.
But guys, or women, anybody, if you're planning, if you have the attraction towards somebody else, go ahead and just say, look, this isn't going to work. Be cordial. Move on. Don't.
It's good advice, Chase.
Thanks.
It's good advice.
You're welcome.
You should have some sort of a column. Or maybe a podcast that no one will listen to.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because the thing to do is start a podcast, put it among millions of other podcasts, and tell no one how to find it.
Straw beer shimmer on hot lips, silver buckle hanging off.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Daniel O'Brien, Andy and Chase, and some Valentine's Day stories are sweet with happy endings. Other Valentine's Day stories don't go quite the way you thought they might. And I think Chase may have a story like that for us. Does this need a setup of any kind, Chase?
No, it's just... Some sad music, maybe? Yeah, maybe some sad music, if you can get that for me.
So, are you saying that this... Is this recent, or is this something that happened to you in your childhood?
This happened when I was young.
How young?
All I know is the grade, sixth grade.
I'm thinking about Lion King. When I was a young warthog.
I don't know why. I'm so sorry.
Could we hear that again?
She's had way too much coffee.
Yeah, hit that again.
When I was a young warthog.
That's not bad. I'll be honest with you. That's not bad.
And then, you know, what is it? Timon came in. When he was a young warthog.
Yeah, she's got that down. Frank thinks she's the greatest mom ever.
He better, because I'm his only mom ever.
Okay, all right.
So, I want you to picture it, okay?
All right, I'm going to picture
it. Set it up.
It was the sixth grade. Young Chase was in, language arts class.
Who was your teacher? You know you remember the name.
Her name was Miss Coco.
Okay.
Now, I asked this girl to go on a date with me. To go out with me.
This music is so intense.
Her name was Amanda.
I'm crying.
Now, she said yes. The next day, I decided I had a little extra. I think I had like $20 in my pocket. My parents had given me to go to the Scholastic Book Fair.
Oh, the book fair.
So what I did.
You were balling at the book fair.
Yeah. So what I did is I decided to go up, and instead of getting a book, I got a little charm bracelet for her. So I got her the charm bracelet, and I took it back to her, and I gave it to her, and it was Valentine's Day that day. Well, I gave it to her, and she went, oh, thank you so much. The next day, she came into school and wasn't wearing it. I said, what happened? She goes, I lost it. And then she broke up with me.
If y'all can see Dale's dramatic effect in here. Oh, God. I am crying.
It's what they call riding the pot.
Yeah, you're right. So that was my sad Valentine's Day story. And I remember that because I got the bracelet from the Scholastic Book Fair, gave it to her, and the next day she said she forgot it and broke up with me.
Overcome with sadness.
I am crying from laughing so hard.
That is why I hate Valentine's Day sometimes.
Yeah, it's on Valentine's Day. Yes.
What a waste of our time, but thank you so much.
Poor Chase at the Scholastic Book Fair.
When he was a young warthog.
Maren Morris. The home stretch of the high. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. I'm Dale O'Brien. Over there's Annie. And over there's Chase.
I'm still wiping tears away.
That was a sad, sad story.
Guys, I had a sad, sad love life.
But I'm going to tell you that no matter what has happened, and I'm going to prove that to you right now, that no matter how bad your Valentine's Day is, no matter how bad your Valentine's Day was, no matter how bad that first date was, it could always be worse. And I'm going to prove it to you right now as we head to the land of law and order.
Oh,
This is how bad it is.
Down the toilet.
This is how bad it is.
Yeah.
Who did this?
Dateline. Oh, do you want to guess the state?
No. Yeah. Please don't.
Let's what? Check the state.
Check the state.
Yeah. What's wrong, Dad? You look a little stunned.
We may have been here once before.
Okay.
And do you need a hint?
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to do this without a hint.
Go.
Nevada.
No.
Florida.
No.
All right.
Massachusetts. Notice people from up there. I did not say Massachusetts with a T.
Chase, spell it.
I said Massachusetts as it's supposed to be pronounced.
Love their lobster.
Delicious. Like to have a lobster roll right now.
Ooh.
Back in December of 2016, a 40-year-old woman named Shelby Sampson from Attleboro Falls, Massachusetts, matched with a 33-year-old guy named Christopher Castillo on a dating app.
Okay.
It happens every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he lived about 30 minutes away, and here's where things started to go downhill. He asked her to pick him up from his parents' house. Now, if that wasn't a red flag enough, I guess, so she picked him up, and he drank wine in her passenger seat.
As you do.
Then he asked her, then he said, I need to make a stop at a bank up here. But she didn't know it was because he's going to rob the bank while he was in there. A few minutes later, he came running out, screaming, holding the gun and $1,000 cash, told her to drive.
Well, you got to have that wine to take the edge off.
She says, quote, I panicked and drove away with it, but she pulled over immediately when she saw cop cars behind her. Christopher was arrested and was sentenced earlier this week to 5 years in prison. Shelby managed to avoid any charges or jail time. Now, see, it could always be worse, couldn't it?
You're right. It could always be worse. By the way, what was that Law and Order sound effect again?
This one right here.
Wonder what happened.
I don't know.
Hopefully that's not how most people's Valentine's Day is going.
Pull over at this bank, will you? I'll be out in just a minute.
I'm going
to
rob it.
Been flying solo for so long. Feeling them good vibes. Yeah.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
And since it's Valentine's Day, we're going to do something a little different. Oh, and it's Friday, so we got to do five fun facts for Friday.
Okay.
So let's tie them in together. Here are five fun Valentine's Day facts for Friday.
Okay.
Whew, that's a mouthful. Say it again.
Nope, not going to do that. Did you know box of chocolates? The tradition began back in the 19th century by Richard Cadbury, a British chocolate manufacturing family. He had a new technique recently established at the company to create more varieties of chocolate. He pronounced that day the opportunity to sell the chocolates as part of the beloved holiday, cashing in on the time and event.
Is this like the Cadbury eggs?
Yeah, like old man Cadbury.
All right.
Cadbury. Yes. Did you know that the sweetheart candies, they started out as lozenges?
No.
Huh.
They did. They started out as a lozenge.
Like the little chalky ones?
Yeah. Yes, they did.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There was a pharmacist and inventor. His name was Oliver Chase. He created a machine that would quickly create the lozenges before switching to using the machine to create candy, later known as Nico Wafers.
So y'all know Nico got bought out by another company whose name I cannot remember right now. And that's the reason this year there is Valentine's, the hearts are out, but a lot of them might not have words on it or misprinting on it or just half of the words because they're still trying to work on the printing part of it. So next year, they'll be ready to go.
Okay.
You know your hearts were printed in random if they're misspelled.
No regrets. You're right. Did you know that the girls and women of medieval times ate bizarre foods on Valentine's Day to make them dream of their future husbands?
Really? Bizarre foods.
What would they have ate? Chinese food?
I don't know what they would have eaten. That sounds interesting, though. I'd like to see a list of those foods.
Cheesy gordita crunch wrap from Taco Bell about midnight.
And get those
at
2 in the morning. Yeah. The X in XOXO, Hugs, Kisses, Hugs, and Kisses.
Yeah.
You know how it became to mean the word kiss?
No.
Well, the use of X came to represent Christianity or the cross in the Middle Ages. During the same time, the symbol was used to sign off on documents. After marking it with an X, the writer would often kiss the mark as a sign of their oath.
Oh, I was thinking like X marks the spot. Mwah, you know, kiss you right here.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an interesting fact.
And last but not least, your Valentine's Day fun facts, about 1 billion, with a B, Valentine's Day cards were exchanged every year, or are exchanged every single year. That makes it the second largest seasonal card sending time of the year.
Next to Christmas.
Yep.
Danny and I are going to go to Target later, go to the card aisle, exchange cards there, put them back, and leave.
Excellent idea. By the way, do you know who receives the most Valentine's Day cards? I mean, who would you think would get more cards? What category of person would you think? Is it husbands, wives?
Celebrities.
Celebrities you think get more Valentine's Day cards? You have any idea?
It's probably women. They want everything.
Teachers actually receive more,
I love it.
More Valentine's Day cards than anyone else does. More given away.
I didn't know that. That's six fun facts.
That's a lot of kids giving them a lot of cards today to their teachers. And put them in that tin foil wrap box, too.
Yep.
Are you sitting at home all alone trying to fall?
Savings on most new home purchases for a limited time with our Welcome Home Sales Event special offer. Hurry and grab it quick. This offer ends March 14th.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.